This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is Tracy Gregoire. And a little later in the show, joined with Tracy will be Chef Patrick, Lakes Region Community College. And we are in for a huge treat today because we are also in-house today is Donna from Delaware.
Woo,
so
woo.
Welcome, Donna.
Hey, Tracy. Hey, Carol. Hey everybody. How's everybody doing this holiday season?
It's going to be a great show. I can tell.
And it's kind of a Friday because we do not have a show tomorrow, so you listeners do know that.
Not a live show.
And
only at noon tomorrow because from 1 to 4, we're going to rebroadcast the Calder Cup Final, Game 5 of the Manchester Monarchs clinching in their final season.
Ooh.
A Calder Cup, and Ken Kale has the call of that. It's going to broadcast the pregame, the first period, the second period, and the third period, and the emotional postgame that Ken had, too. So and there were tears. There were tears.
Oh,
so.
How exciting.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I think about it, and I get shivers down my back thinking of Ken. Just exciting. So, good. And that was J-Dog, by the way, Donna. I know you talked
all
to J-Dog
right.
when you call in. So
Okay, Jay. How you doing?
How you doing, Donna? Welcome to New Hampshire.
All right. It's been pretty good.
She says that all I'm doing is feeding her.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. Would you expect anything else?
I would not, Tracy.
Yes. But like they've been feeding me. Like, here's some food. I'm like, okay.
603 hospitality. That's how we do it around here.
Well, I'm not mad at y'all. Thank you.
Oh, listeners, you are listening to Food for Thought. We're on 107.7 WTPL, and you can also stream us live on the World Wide Web, right at your computer, right at your desk at WTPLFM.com, and it is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And we have a packed show today. The mayor should be showing up shortly, and he will be being served by, well, it's a secret, as it always is. And then at the top of the hour, we'll be joined with Linda Ditch of Kansas. You can check her blog out at There and Back Again, lindaathompson.blogspot.com. Like I said, Chef Patrick will be here. So and Donna.
Donna's hanging out with us.
Donna's hanging out with us the whole entire time. She's sitting right there.
Yeah, just pigging out.
There will be food.
There will be food, which is, that's the perks of Food for Thought, you know? I mean.
Yes, pigging out.
It is.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? Really, most of the time. See, this week has been a little off because I've been sick this week. Today, I'm back to my normal.
That's good.
Had some reactions to some antibiotics, but normally, I eat healthy all the time.
Okay.
Most of the time.
It's been pretty healthy.
It's been
pretty healthy. It's just been a lot.
Well, I mean, it's just because we're getting together at either breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
I know. That's what food brings us together with
that
love.
Is right.
So it's all love. It's all about the love. So I've been receiving a lot of love.
There you go.
Cookies, cakes.
That's the best kind of love.
All kinds of love. You guys have been showing me the love.
So, Donna, is there any big difference between the food that you've had here? I know Delaware's not that far away, but any big difference between the food you're used to and what you've had out here so far?
No, it's not a difference. I have had a little fresher food, you know, here. I mean,
seafood especially.
Yeah. Oh, well, I haven't had seafood yet, but like the vegetables and stuff. We had a great watermelon yesterday.
It was very good with the balsamic vinegar.
Did I ever tell you about that, Tracy?
No.
You would love this recipe. Take a platter and put some cubed watermelon on the bottom, and then sprinkle with either because I always have them frozen in my freezer, either some frozen blackberries or blueberries. Yeah. Something blue because the color is so pretty, and especially right now, 4th of July.
It was very pretty.
It looked like red, white, and blue.
Yes.
So a little bit of blackberries or blueberries sprinkled on top, and then sprinkle some feta cheese. Mm-hmm. And then I also add, I just happen to have them in the fridge, some, you know, the little pearls of mozzarella pearls.
Yes. My favorite. They were amazing.
Those
I ate the whole jar by myself.
And then drizzle some balsamic glaze on the top.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. It really was.
It's delicious. Nice and light and refreshing.
The blackberries were really, really fresh because back of the berry, the sweeter the juice, and they were juicy.
And, you know, I just want to, Tracy, before I ask you how you are, because you haven't even said two words yet.
I'm just here for the show today. I'm just here to watch. No.
I want to just give a little shout out to my sister-in-law, Lori, and my nephew, Elliot, who are right now probably on their way to Boston. They're going to be leaving tonight at 6 o'clock out of Boston. They're going to they're doing the Camino Walk, which is and you can check her blog out at CaminoMentalHealthWalk.com. That's her very own blog. It tells you why she's doing it, and you know, she has all kinds of pictures, and they are going to be walking. They're flying into England tonight.
Oh, wow.
And meeting my niece who lives there. They're meeting up. And then from there, they're flying to France and meeting my other niece who lives in Italy. So my sister-in-law will be with her three of her four children, and they're all going to be walking 500 miles for mental health.
500 miles.
500.
And how long does that take?
She's going to be gone for a little less than 6 weeks. Oh, she has it all mapped out. It's a pretty famous walk, I guess, Camino Walk. It was the disciples walked it, and it's an old walk that people do. And I think that from what I understand, some people will do it in parts. You know, they'll fly out and they'll do like maybe 20 miles, and then they'll do another 20 miles the next year. They're doing the whole walk. They stay in hostels along the way.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's gone definitely 7 loaves of bread and 2 fish because it's a long walk and it's a lot of walking.
Yeah. Well, they've
She's
been preparing.
She's going to need some bread and some cheese and some wine and...
And some more wine.
And some more wine and some more fish and cheese. And yes, that's a long walk.
They've been preparing for quite a while for this. So, so it should be pretty good. So I'm excited
good luck
for
them.
So yes, very good luck to them. Oh, is that who that is? You know, I saw that and I wasn't sure if it was from the other day or something.
No,
I'm Michelle.
The
Hi.
Michelle.
How are you? It's Michelle.
I'm good.
Hi, Michelle.
Welcome. Hello, Donna. I miss you, you know.
You miss me? I miss you, too.
God.
Listen, I just wanted to tell you also that your listeners, you probably have said this, but I just went on an app and I downloaded, it's called TuneIn, and I downloaded it, and oh my gosh, you come out clear. I can listen to the radio on my phone.
Michelle, that's how I listen. I actually just told my friend Missy this morning because she asked how
it's
she
amazing.
Could listen easily.
Yep, yeah,
tune in.
I love it.
Tune in radio.
It's an app.
Called TuneIn Radio.
It's an app. And you can download
that
it
is
for
so
free
cool.
and listen to your show.
Yep.
So awesome.
Comes in great. And you can even pause it, too. It's kind of cool.
Just don't tell the man that I'm going to be listening to you while I'm at school.
Uh-oh. Yeah, right.
I know he's coming in. No, it's my lunchtime, so I can listen during my lunchtime.
What are you having for lunch?
Right now, I just had my mother just made a beautiful vegetable beef soup. Delicious.
Beefy. Okay.
Yep. Beef soup. She makes it from scratch, and she's an amazing cook.
Oh, yeah, so you're having
amazing.
Some beef.
Yeah.
All right, now.
All right, I'm going to let you go because I'm going to see you all tonight. And great show so far, and love you all.
Thanks
well,
for sharing,
you
Michelle.
Too.
I love you.
Bye.
All right. I'm not quite sure where the mayor is.
Oh, he's supposed to be here already, huh?
He should be here. Well, so I'm not sure. But anyway, Tracy, how have
something
you been?
Must have I've been wonderful. Enjoying the nice weather, finally.
I know.
And I'm very happy that it's going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous weekend.
It is, which is
going to be hanging
great.
Out with some friends at the lake.
Nice.
And, yeah.
You got your two-piece ready?
Yeah, no.
Why not?
Last year, I wore a two-piece. This year,
oh,
not
girl,
happening.
You can rock a two-piece. You all glammed up today.
She is all glammed up. Mm-hmm.
Her nails look like little raspberries. Did you notice that?
You got to wear a lot of bling, too. Yes. You know, always.
She's fabulous.
Out.
She's got on her grape shirt, and she's rocking
her
it.
Grape shirt and your raspberry fingers.
Yes.
It's all about
she's
the food.
Fierce.
Oh,
you're so
quite
cute.
Bright yourself today.
Of course.
You're, I think,
always.
Miss Fabulous.
We have to be. Obviously, must. You know, have to be ready and willing Absolutely. And able and loving life.
You know, I have to say one thing. Teddy, I'm not talking about Mayor Gatsis, because that's what they call him.
Oh, his name's Teddy.
Oh, you're just it is. Teddy. No,
I
you just call
Teddy,
Teddy
too.
Now.
You do it, and that's what I was going to talk about. Teddy, as in Donna's husband, Teddy. The way he explains Donna is she's either 1 or 10. There's no 2, 3, 4, 5.
There's no in between.
There's no in between.
I believe that. I believe that.
You do, Tracy.
I do. That's a compliment.
It goes from 0 to 100.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
But
that means you're passionate.
Yes.
See, that's a compliment. That's a good thing.
Oh, isn't that
fabulous? It is. And you know what, you listeners, you are listening to Food for Thought live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. You can come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe. You can come and watch and listen to the show. And before we go on break, you're going to give a little shout out to some sponsors, Tracy.
Yeah,
go
so we want to say thank you to Mama McDonald's Irish Pub, one of our newest sponsors, over at 5 Depot Street in Hillsboro. Come find your Irish side, and you can look for them on Facebook. And Grasshopper's Garden Supply, where the customer comes first, and 728 New River Road in New Boston, online at grasshoppersgardencenter.com. Go check out their great little gift shop they've got. And Casey's Rib Shack, famous hickory smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue, 837 2nd Street in Manchester, and online at ribshack.net.
There you go. All right. You're listening to Food for Thought. We're going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back, Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today, oh my gosh, we have a packed house in for Mike today, is Tracy Gregoire, Chef Patrick, Lakes Region Community College, and Donna from Delaware.
Yeah. We miss you, Mike, but you know, I'm filming in the hot seat for you. It's hot in here.
It's not hot where he is. He's sitting on a sailboat.
No, did you see the big shrimp?
Hot, but...
Did you see the big shrimp he was eating?
No, I missed that.
Ooh.
Oh, he had these Bloody Marys and these big shrimp hanging off the glass.
Oh, yes. Whereabouts is he?
Colossal.
He is sailing for 2 weeks.
Oh,
with
sailing
some friends.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Right around, not too far. Like the other day, they were in Scituate. So
oh,
they're not
so
too far.
Just around the area.
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of local.
Sounds pretty good.
But
you know.
Oh, and he did say the other day, he said something about. They just missed a tornado or something.
Yeah.
He texted me that. I'm like, yeah. Wow.
It was a tornado watch.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm not sure what happened to the mayor. So we're going to just continue. We're four of us. So I think we can.
I'll act as the mayor today. You know,
there you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're VIP.
We'll
mayor,
make some decisions right here and right now, you know.
Yes.
So. Mayor Patrick.
Always
today.
Have butter.
Absolutely. I want to say that everybody needs to have butter and, you know, in Manchester.
And then you're
now,
good.
So.
Yes.
And that's what
and
we
syrup.
Do.
And syrup. Yeah. Butter
syrup.
And syrup.
Of
yeah.
course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely. So,
Chef Patrick, why don't you break out what you brought?
Yeah. So
now, I'm looking at one there that looks like jelly seeping from
yeah,
there.
Yes. So
is that peanut butter and jelly?
No. what I did is, you know, I kind of went, you know, kind of like a throwback as far as, you know, things that I like to do, you know, and one of my biggest things, I'm sitting there, I'm trying, well, how funky can I get with these sandwiches and what we're going to do? And I'm like, why don't I just do something basic? And I said, you know, something that, you know, I used to have on my menu, but and change it a little bit. So I did some wraps, all right? But generally, you know, coming from New England, I'm a New England kid, I did like a Thanksgiving wrap, you know? So
gobble,
I used
gobble.
some aged cheddar, and I did some bacon. And then what you see is a cranberry mayo that I made, and I did some stuffing and turkey.
Donna did correct me when I said jelly.
Yes. Oh, yes.
She was like, is that jelly?
It's jelly cranberry up? Sauce,
I was like,
you know,
no,
so.
Boo-boo, that is cranberries. He got fancy with us. Cranberries.
So how do you make it? Cranberry mayo.
So it's pretty hard. It's very difficult. What you have to do is you take mayo and cranberry, and then you mix them together.
And that's it. So the cranberry that's like in
a
can?
I used a whole jellied cranberry with the berries. Generally, in Thanksgiving time, I'll make my own cranberry sauce, and it's so simple to make cranberry sauce.
Really?
I love making cranberry sauce. Yeah. I do.
I would have no clue. I
don't even buy it.
Oh yeah.
But you get the berries on sale. They're cheap around Thanksgiving. They're giving them away. Yeah,
all you do is you just put some sugar on them, and you put a little bit of water in there, or mm-hmm. a little bit of lemon juice, and you bring them to a boil until they pop. And then 2 seconds later, they start to gel because of all the stuff inside the tins inside of the.
I use like magic.
They have a high ratio of pectin is what in there. So if you made berry, like if you made blackberry jam or you made raspberry jam or any one of those things, you'd have to add pectin to it because it doesn't have a lot of. But the skins from the cranberries have a lot of pectin in them.
Whoa.
So you add that sugar and you can put a little orange juice in them. And everybody does it a little bit differently. So that's what I brought here.
Then
the second thing I brought is I also had a craving today for tortellini. And I love tortellini salad.
I love tortellini.
Cheese tortellini salad with a pesto peppercorn dressing and sun-dried tomatoes.
My goodness.
I mean,
eat that whole thing. Everything you just mentioned is everything
this
I
is
love.
A recipe that I learned back when I was a chef at the Westin Hotel. We used to do this for our banquets department and stuff like that. We used to do big batches of it, and it just stuck with me. And it's very simple. Cheese tortellini, Ken's peppercorn parmesan dressing, and you also take pesto, parmesan cheese, and then you could also put roasted red peppers or whatever you want inside there. But it just comes out perfect.
You keep feeding me and feeding me and feeding me.
And the loving continues.
Tears are going to start rolling down your face. I guarantee
you. I'm not going to want to go home.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home rolling down the road.
Cheese tortellini in Delaware, I'm telling you.
Rolling down 95.
I got an idea. All right, you can jog behind the car.
Never.
Donna, I always say this. I said, I've been eating this for years and I'm fine.
You are
fine.
You are P-Y-T. Pretty hot and tempting. You hear me?
So this is what we got here today,
I want one of those.
Do you want one?
I do.
Wow.
I only had a little.
You usually don't eat.
Just a half. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. That's why I cut them in half so we can all share. I figured that would be the best way to do this.
We got to give this a try. If you guys, the listeners could smell this tortellini salad right now.
Taking pictures of this, video,
You should. Stuffing. It's nothing like stuffing.
Talk.
It's nothing like having Thanksgiving in a wrap. And Patrick done wrapped it up with a little mayonnaise.
That's what I did.
Patrick, you could have used Miracle Whip, but I'm okay.
I'm with you on the Miracle Whip. Not everybody likes Miracle Whip. I love Miracle Whip.
That's a big controversy.
It is. Are you a Miracle Whip person or are you not? And that's one of the biggest things too. But also, I like doing it in a wrap rather than bread. You already have the bread from the stuffing.
Yes, you do.
So I started doing them in wraps sometimes when I had my restaurant and. We put them, because you always have the bread already.
Uh-huh.
And then, when you do after Thanksgiving, you always make those sandwiches. And then sometimes your bread would fall apart while you're eating it.
Yeah.
But when you use a wrap, everything's all contained, all tight inside there. You're all happy, ready to go.
All right, I'm going
to
give this a
try. It's all comfy and
cozy. Let's not all taste at once because it'll be silent.
Now, the stuffings, did you make the stuffings from scratch?
I did. I used
you ain't give me no stovetop, did you?
You
stovetopped me today.
Of course not. Is that what I do?
Donna.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I know I'm teasing him.
It's almost homemade. Okay.
Okay, I took the first bite.
You know what?
Very good.
Is it good?
Excellent.
So I think the key with this, though, with all the blending the flavors together, you got the sweetness from the cranberries and the mayo, but also having that sharp cheddar. You have a really good cheddar.
Cheddar.
And that bacon.
Great combination of flavors.
Oh, yeah.
There's bacon in here, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord, Patrick.
Yes.
Patrick.
That is so
Patrick,
good.
I'm going to have to go to the gym tonight again. I went last night at 10 o'clock at night.
I've been going for years, and still, look at me. I'm going once again. I mean, I go every day just because, that's what it is. No, I'm just kidding. but I think it's a good combination of flavors and,
it's delicious.
Well.
It really, really
I've
is.
Never had anything like it.
I never have either. Really good. Midtown does a turkey wrap. They do like a Thanksgiving wrap.
Yeah.
They do turkey wraps, of course, but they do a Thanksgiving wrap. And We'll have to talk to her maybe about. Yeah. I mean, hers is excellent. Don't get me wrong. It's very good.
I first started. We used to do a club, and we used to do it with that. But we used to make the when I started making the cranberry mayo. We used to do that and do it club style when I was at the Springhouse Hotel, and we used to do that all the time too. So it was great.
Oh, give thanks, Patrick. It's fabulous.
Isn't it delicious?
Give thanks to the turkey wrap.
Oh, give thanks to Patrick and his turkey gobble wrap. Gobble.
Well, it's not over yet. We got to try the tortellini salad too. So
while you guys are dishing that out, I'm gonna just let listeners know, you know, you talked about the stuffing, Donna, and at Thanksgiving time, I do use Stouffer stuffing, but hold on. Listen, people, when they have my stuffing, they love it.
I love Donna's eyes right now.
I know, if you could see Donna right now. But listen, I add my own touch to it, and Chef Patrick, I know he's listening.
Yes.
So I saute some onions and celery, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's so upset right now. It's unbelievable. But then I take the Stouffer stuffing, and I do the Stouffer stuffing for pork.
Mm-hmm.
And so my onions and celery sauteed, and then add some ground pork to it. And I, you know, scramble that all up. And then in a separate pot, I do my Stouffer stuffing for pork. And I don't use water. I use turkey broth. All right. So no water, just all turkey broth. And then I mix all that together.
Yep.
I make the Stouffer stuffing.
Oh, so you're saying you use breadcrumbs already. The breadcrumbs are already Stouffer's breadcrumbs.
It's Stouffer's stuffing, but I make their stuffing, you know, which basically, you know, it's, well, their normal recipes, water, butter, and thank you very much.
Okay. You doctor it up, as my mother would say.
I do doctor it up, but you know what? People have asked, so many people, when they try my stuffing, they love it.
Very good.
Oh, Donna doesn't like that.
She's not convinced,
but I'm
Carol.
Telling you. And when, but you know, the funny thing is, when I tell them what I do, they're like, there's no way that's Stouffer stuffing.
Because you doctor it up. My mother always says you can doctor up anything.
I think I more than doctor it up.
No, you doctor
it. I mean, I kind of make it my own thing.
You doctored. You did a plastic surgery. That's
okay.
Oh,
my gosh. A plastic surgery.
Oh, stuff
eat your tortellini, please, okay?
Oh, okay, I will.
I tasted it.
How is it?
Amazing. Of course. I knew it would be. With everything that he said is in there.
Oh, now that. Oh, my.
Yeah, that's excellent.
So tell us what this is all about.
All right. So,
oh, wait.
He did.
Hold on.
He did.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
So you got the cheese tortellini. And I used I used you know how you can buy the fresh cheese tortellini that are in the packages in the deli?
Mm-hmm.
I used that, boiled them off and mixed them with pepper, Parmesan dressing. And add more Parmesan cheese to it, some pesto, and some sun-dried tomato. And for some reason, I just love this recipe because it just comes out perfect all the time. When I serve this, like sometimes when I do catering and all that sort of stuff, it's very easy, very simple.
Now, do you make the pesto or do
you
buy it?
I make the pesto, yeah.
You
do,
okay.
Oh, yeah. That's the key. The pesto you buy in the stores, I always find, is always like brown. And, and you know, it's
that's the only way I know how to buy pesto.
Do you use pine nuts or do you sometimes use walnuts?
I use pine nuts. Sometimes I will use walnuts if I don't have the pine nuts, you know, in a restaurant. But both will work. The walnuts have a little more bitter flavor, I think, to it, you know, than, you know, just because of the skins from the walnuts. That's what I find, but it still binds it well. You know, like the whole point to be behind the pine nuts are just to bind it and add a little bit of flavor to it. Because a lot of people will make pesto and it'll just be like this oily thing with all the basil sitting on the bottom of it. It's actually supposed to be just a spread, you know, and you can make different pestos. You can take sun-dried tomato and make the same thing, same basic. So if you start off with basil and then you put a little bit of pine nuts in there, I prefer them to toast them so it adds a little flavor, Parmesan cheese, salt, pepper, and then blend that in a Cuisinart, or we called it RoboCoop inside the restaurant industry. So RoboCoop is a big, giant robot.
You know what we used to call it?
What's that?
A la machine.
A llama?
La machine. Remember way back.
Oh, like L-A, la machine.
Oh, la. Machine. I thought it was like llama. Llama. Spitting stuff at too? Okay.
I think it's a brand from years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still around, but my dad at Belmont Hall always had it, and we always caught, and even like to this day at my house, it's not a food processor. It's a la machine.
La machine, yeah. Yeah. And it's, but you puree it in there, and you slowly add, you know, oil to it. I choose to use like more of like an olive oil blend rather than straight olive oil. You know, if you use really, really good olive oil, generally I like to drizzle that on things because if you put it inside dressings and things like that, it'll tend to be very pungent. You know, as far
could
as
you use grapeseed oil too, Patrick?
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to ask
Girl,
that question.
I love me some grapeseed oil.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually going to say ask that as a whole topic. Do you ever use grapeseed oil versus olive oil? I use grapeseed oil for everything. I don't even buy olive oil anymore.
Yeah, and grapeseed oil. You can use any oil. You know,
it's supposed to be better for cooking at high temperatures, right?
Yeah.
I put it on my body, too. So it's better for that, too.
But
I just glazed right over that.
It's plant-based, you know? It's good for you.
Coconut oil is good for your skin
It's good for your skin, and it's also good for whitening your teeth.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you take a whole tablespoon and...
Get out.
Seriously, I did it for coconut 20 minutes oil? And it brightens my choppers. It does. Coconut oil does.
I hear two people put it in their hair.
Yes, I have heard that.
Oh, I put it everywhere.
Again, another topic.
Yep. You know what, listeners, or actually my co-hosts here today, we need to take a break. You are listening to Food for Thought. We have a packed house, and Donna from Delaware is in-house from Delaware here live. So if you do want to meet her, you know, you can come down to 814 Elm Street. We're live right at the Beacon Building. You can come on down, say hi, and we're going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike, and in for Mike today. My gosh, I have a crew here today. I have Tracy Gregoire, I have Chef Patrick, Lakes Region Community College, and Donna from Delaware.
You got me.
In the house. So, and apparently there was a scheduling conflict with the mayor, but it all worked out just fine. And Chef Patrick, who was the one that was supposed to be feeding the mayor, is feeding us instead.
Now feeding
which I think
us,
is great.
Which
we are very grateful for.
Thank you. We're so grateful.
So much better than the protein bar I brought.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's and, great. These turkey, it's Thanksgiving wrap.
You know, you put it in the wrap, like I said, and it just doesn't get soggy. You know, I remember having the Wonder Bread when you're at home and you build your sandwich and it starts to fall apart, get soggy. Well, you know what? Put it in a wrap and
especially like
set.
The middle. Remember Wonder Bread?
It would
stick to your roof of your mouth.
I still like it though. You know,
they
about
still
peanut butter
sell
and jelly?
Wonder Bread?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, they do.
They stopped for a period of time.
Did they?
Yes.
And brought it back.
Yes, because they did the Twinkies, and it was a major conflict that everybody was going out and making Twinkie stocks up because they were stocking up on Twinkies because they were getting rid of them. Because
you know they'll last forever.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's why they need to buy their homemade Dino Fingers at the Red Arrow Diner.
Oh,
that's right.
There you go. Now.
They're homemade.
I bought a Twinkie maker for my kids. You know, we see those ones, you have cupcake and Twinkie makers, and they have a recipe in there for the cake itself. And I did it, and it was not even close. It wasn't even the same.
Not quite the same.
It was
thing.
Like, it was tough. And, you know, so
because it was real food.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why it wasn't the same.
Gotta pump some stuff into this, you know?
Well, you know.
Make it light and airy.
The recipe at the diner, we call them Dino Fingers because obviously we can't say Twinkies.
Yes.
But they're our version of the homemade Twinkie. My baker went through so many different recipes.
Oh, it's so hard to find the formula. Yeah.
But we got it. It's good. Just our Manchester location. Actually, I should find out statistics for Londonderry because we're always talking Manchester. But no, now we have Londonderry. Manchester does over 500 of them
a
week.
So I'm going to get a Dino Finger today before I leave.
I'm going to pack you up.
You're going to pack me up?
Take it from home. I'm going to pack you up.
I'm going to be so voluptuous when I leave here.
Probably,
yeah. Hi, I'm Dino from Delaware.
I'm going to eat some Dino Fingers.
Yes.
But
Dino does Dino. Okay.
Donna does Dino.
Oh, man.
But we could do a whole nother show on the things
on
that we can't
talk
about right now.
We're on until 6 o'clock today, you know.
Oh, my God.
So you wanted to talk a little bit more, Carol, about the whole grapeseed oil versus olive oil.
I do. Now, what is the difference? Like, why should I get grapeseed oil instead of olive oil in my kitchen? Like, what are the benefits?
I usually just put grapeseed oil on my skin, but other than that, no.
Well, Donna does that too.
Yes,
I know.
It's very good
joking.
For you.
I've heard that grapeseed oil is just a healthier form of oil nowadays, and it has more nutrient impact and stuff like that. If you get olive oil, it's also. You know, like I said, if you get a really good olive oil, sometimes you can really taste it. It comes across almost overpowering.
And grapeseed oil doesn't burn as high as olive seed, olive oil.
Higher smoke.
I learned that you can really cook a higher temperature with grapeseed oil, and it's a light, it's a lighter texture too. I've tasted lighter texture with grapeseed oil.
And the color of it's very light. Okay. Too.
With grapeseed.
Now, is health benefits better?
I think
like
so,
for grapeseed?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I would say so, but don't quote me, but, you know, a lot more, you start seeing a lot more people cooking with grapeseed oil rather than, you know, different oils. But, you know, you start looking at, you know, start getting into different oils. I mean, a lot of people use peanut oil. A lot of people use, you know, the sesame oils and things like that. And it's a matter of preference of flavor. I think when you start talking about oils and things like that, they're pretty close in range as far as nutritional value to them, you know, as far as, you know, picking about what's the best for you and what's going on. So it's a matter of just doing research. Read the back of the box and read the nutrition facts and find out.
Right. And honestly, the reason I tried it to begin with was I noticed the price was a lot cheaper.
Yes, it was, Tracy. I got in a health food store, and normally in a Whole Foods, like a real health food store, those prices are very high, but the grapeseed oil was a lot cheaper. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to give this a try. Yeah. And I didn't start using it with cooking. I started using it in my hair first, just to see, and then on my face, like as a moisturizer.
Wow.
And yeah, it works. It really moisturizes the skin.
I cannot picture having
oil
my jar
skin.
Of
I put it in a little
oil
spray.
I'm
going to show
bathroom.
You. I have a bottle, and it's in a spray bottle, and I brought it here. And I sprayed it on today and sprayed it on and wiped. My skin feels good. Look at my skin.
I know. I was looking at
she
your
really
face.
Has
I
think she's very yeah, nice skin.
Wait. My skin look good. My
it
face,
does.
You know.
Yeah.
I was looking. You have a beautiful face, and you do. You have very, very nice.
Keen.
Oh, she showed me that last night.
Keen.
Oh, you have to do it with your fingers. Yeah, so there's a finger motion
Keen.
That goes with it.
Yes, it's a finger motion,
Tracy. It's the two fingers right here. And
Keen.
Keen.
All right.
Keen.
Got it. The other thing I noticed when I was looking at that it was cheaper is that on the bottle, it actually had a graph comparing olive oil to grapeseed oil and the things that were better as far as nutrients go.
Good.
So that and the price is what made me try it like probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's all I buy now.
Yeah,
that is. I'm gonna try that.
And Tuesday when I was talking with your father, we were talking about usage of like people who use butter. Now they're saying go butter nowadays.
They're saying better, use butter.
Yeah, better because you know what? We start talking about like margarine and things like all it is hydrogenated oil.
Right.
They pump hydrogen in it, and that's what makes it thick. It's not natural. So, you know, they're talking about, you know, some of these oils, you know, the more natural you can get, the best.
Just like sugar, going back to real sugar.
Yeah.
So I have a funny story about hydrogenated oils. When my kids were little and, you know, I was trying to teach them healthy. I mean, I would take them to McDonald's because every kid gets taken to McDonald's at some points, right? So it was a special treat. We'd go to McDonald's on a bad day and play in the play place. And as I got a little bit older, I thought, we want to go to McDonald's. We want to go to McDonald's. And I said, you know, it's not really the healthiest. We should be just a special treat every once in a while. And I would start to teach them about hydrogenated oils because I've always tried to teach my children, treat my children like they, you know, are smart people and little adults, basically. And I'm always honest with them. And so I taught them about what hydrogenated oils are. And so my oldest started saying every once in a while, he started not liking McDonald's as he got a little bit older. He'd say, yeah, I don't want to go to McDonald's. Their meat is partially of course, he couldn't say it right, but he says, their meat is partially hydrogenated zebra fat.
That is so cool.
So that's the big joke in our house now is partially hydrogenated zebra fat. I don't know where the zebra came from.
I bet you
the
zebra fat's probably pretty good for you.
Yeah, zebra meat, they probably, well, they'd be feeding, you should be surprised with, they're feeding kids in school, you know?
But you know, you start seeing, you talk about butter and stuff like that, and you start talking about, you know, recipes and you know, fat tastes good. That's why we eat it, you know. So you're telling everybody said, I must taste awesome. Okay. So
Patrick, stop. That's funny.
So it's good. It's, you know, so it's you can't cut it all the way out, I guess.
No.
No, you can't.
And you need healthy fats anyway.
And everything in moderation.
Absolutely.
I mean, we can always go overboard with a lot of things, but everything should be in moderation. And when she was speaking about oils and said, we're going back to the sugar thing, just remember, like, it's different types of sugar.
Yeah.
And so I always say that some people are powdered sugar. Some people are brown sugar. Some people are granulated sugar, and some people are sugar cane. You know, sugar cane is raw. It's really on it, but it's still all sugar, and it's still also very sweet. So,
yeah, you use it as a life lesson too, I guess.
Yeah.
So speaking about in moderation,
yes,
4th of July coming up, big weekend, lots of people partying, whether it be, you know, partying with food, drink, friends, all of that. And that's kind of been on my mind because I'm trying to be good this week, especially. I'm like, not this especially, I'm just finally deciding, all right, thinking about putting a swimsuit on. I got to be good.
Girl, you okay?
So I love you. Thank you. So the thing about when you have a holiday, then everybody's going to be hanging out. It's kind of hard to do the whole moderation thing. So any tips from anybody about, you know, maybe fillers, a healthier filler, so that, yes, maybe you don't want to snack so much.
Drink more water.
I was just going to say water.
Yeah. I found water has always been my go-to girl. You know, no one knows what's in your glass. So only you. So if you hold it in a nice glass, I put water in wine glasses and it'd be like, yes.
We see this problem. There's wine in my wine glass.
You don't have to use vodka?
So
no.
Two hands.
Oh, water. Man.
Water in one hand, wine in the
water.
Other.
Just a little water. Sprinkle a little water.
Good
water
tip.
Hydrates everything.
Wow. What an hour.
It's going fast.
That was awesome. And listeners, you are listening to Food for Thought. We're live at the Beacon Building. You can still have plenty of time to come on down and meet Donna from Delaware. So get on over here, 814 Elm Street. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to go on a short break. When we come back, we're going to be hearing from Linda in Canton. Now, Linda in Kansas, Donna from Delaware. Oh, my.
International.
We'll be right back.